Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Yesterday, I attended the presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. I went with my son, and we were fairly close to the stage compared with others. However, I still had to view a jumbotron to see the swearing-in and speeches. However, right as the ceremony began, I heard someone yelling. They were yelling at the same time as the speaker, Marilee Evers Williams, the widow of Medgar Evers, spoke. This made me mad, as I wanted to hear her words. I was surprised that someone was trying to speak over her words. Hopefully, this yelling would be a temporary distraction, I thought. Well, the yelling continued. It was coming from a person in a tree, in front and to the right of my son and I. Other people noticed it as well. What was he saying? Something about abortion and babies. Okay, I got it. It was an anti-abortion protester. Now, immediately, feelings came up. I was furious. I strongly believe in freedom of speech, but this made me mad. I wanted the disruption to stop. I thought to myself, with all the security here, how could this happen? But then there was a person on a porta potty trying to get a better view, and high up in a tree could mean a nice view. There is a time and place. The person continued. I thought to myself, will this experience for my son be ruined by this? But then I started to think, what could be done now? If the police tried to go up after the protester, that would have caused a big disruption to the crowd. It could also disrupt the ceremonies. Moreover, what would it look like to see police aggressively go after a protester during a celebration of democracy, a split screen of a yelling anti-abortion protester being hauled off by police, and Obama on stage taking the oath? Not good. I heard the president's speech, even though the protester was still yelling. I tried to concentrate on the words the president said. In the end, as he exited the grounds, I still saw the protester up in the tree, and there was a ladder on the tree. Now, the protester was eventually arrested. The experience wasn't perfect. In fact, it was worse for some people who were nearer to the protester than us. But the experience wasn't ruined for us. In fact, I think it'll be what my son and I remember most about the day. Freedom is messy. A good lesson for inaugural day. Thanks for listening. Remember, Room 33 is on Stitcher. I have a link to it on my homepage. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.